The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Before the feast of Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come to pass from this world to the Father. He loved his own in the world, and he loved them to the end. The devil had already induced Judas, son of Simon the Iscariot, to hand him over. So during supper, fully aware that the Father had put everything into his power, and that he had come from God and was returning to God, he rose from supper and took off his outer garments. He took a towel and tied it around his waist. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and dry them with the towel around his waist. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Master, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus answered and said to him, "What I am doing you do not understand now, but you will understand later." Peter said to him, "You will never wash my feet." Jesus answered him, "Unless I wash you, you will have no inheritance with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Master, then not only my feet, but my hands and head as well." Jesus said to him, "Whoever has bathed has no need except to have his feet washed, for he is clean all over. So you are clean, but not all." For he knew who would betray him. For this reason, he said, "Not all of you are clean." So when he had washed their feet and put his garments back on and reclined at table again, he said to them, "Do you realize what I have done for you? You call me teacher and master, and rightly so, for indeed I am. If I, therefore, the master and teacher, have washed your feet, you ought to wash one another's feet. I have given you a model to follow, so that as I have done for you, you should also do." The Gospel of the Lord. As we celebrate this Holy Thursday Mass, we commemorate also Jesus' institution of the Eucharist and of the Holy Priesthood, as well as the washing of his disciples' feet. The three go very well together in a picture that we should always hold in our minds whenever we are to consider Jesus and his revelation of who God is. Just a quick word of commentary then about the Eucharist. There's a lot of, and there have been for the better part of 2,000 years, debates on what the Eucharist is, what it's supposed to mean, how has it come to be, and all the rest. With a very plain reading of Scripture, we get to the Catholic view of things. We talk about transubstantiation if we want, right? That what we see as bread on the altar becomes, in Jesus' saying so, the body, his body and blood. The bread no longer remains. This is transubstantiation. The bread no longer remains, only the appearance. What is Jesus' body and blood. How do we know this? We don't need a great philosophical system to help us explore this. We just have to listen to Jesus. He says, "This is my body." And so it is. "This is my body, which will be given up for you." Pointing forward to the cross, which this sacrifice at the altar participates in. Jesus asks his apostles to do this in memory of him. What does that mean? And especially, what does it mean for us? It means that Jesus ordained priests. Do this in memory of me. Do what he just did for them in consecrating the sacred species, that they must likewise do. Like I said, perfect vision of the church for us, and very simple, especially for those of us who are in the choir, right? Those to whom I'm preaching to tonight. You're the choir. Don't look at the choir. You're the choir. I'm preaching to you and confirming you in your beliefs, okay? Now let's move on to something, I think, a little deeper, perhaps, for our own reflection. I want you to ask yourself the question now I'm going to ask you. Who is God? Not the Baltimore Catechism. Who is God? Who is God to you? When you think of God, when you shake your fist at the sky, right, or when you're thinking about how things are going in your life and whether they're fair or unfair, or we're thanking God for his generosity, or we're struggling with him and his will and the rest, who is God? How do you imagine God to be? Because we all have some default image of God. And I think, if we're honest, most of them are not right. Because who is God? We see in three vivid pictures we celebrate in this Triduum. What do we see? God stoops to wash feet. That's God. God stoops to wash your feet. He takes up the lowest place. Is that the God you shake your fist at? Right? Is that the God you struggle against? It's me too. I always preach to myself, you know that? Like, it's me too. Is that the God I'm angry at? Sometimes, I mean, come on, right? He takes the lowest place to serve us. That's God. Jesus gives himself to us as food to eat. God gives himself to us as food. What a powerful image that is. God suffers and dies for us. I saw just the other day, I was sharing it, shared it yesterday. There's an image of Jesus scourged, and it's really quite dreadful. His skin is ripped off and torn, and it's a terrible image. But that's what it was. That's what it was. That's God. That is God. Or we could just say, as St. John says, God is love. But that, my friends, is what God looks like. That ought to help us form our own now image of God. And that, my friends, is what love looks like. If you want to call anything love, anything at all love, it has to go back to Jesus stooping to wash his disciples' feet, giving himself as food to eat, and dying on the cross. There's nowhere he wouldn't go for you, my friends. There's nothing he wouldn't do for you. We receive his love. We can live it out for a world that so desperately needs it.